Chapter 5. They sat in the study looking at digital pictures on the computer screen. "Look at them," she said. "Aren't they sweet?" "Your photography is improving," he said. "Maybe it would be more fun to do a woman this time," she said. "Variety is the spice of life," he said. "Any of these look interesting?" she said. He smiled at her. "They all look interesting," he said. "But we need to find the right one," she said. "Wouldn't want to rush it. She may not even be in this batch. Then we'll do some more research and come back with a new batch." "That will be fun," she said. "It's all fun," he said. "It is," she said, "isn't it? The research, the selection, the planning, the stalking. Every good thing benefits from foreplay," he said. "The longer you wait for the orgasm, the better it is," she said. They looked at the slideshow some more, the new picture clicking onto the screen every 5 seconds. "Stop it there," she said. "Her? You think?" she said. "Uh-uh. Too old? I think we should get someone young and pretty this time." "That feels right to me," she said. "Feels good, doesn't it?" he said. "Yes." He clicked on the slideshow again, and they sat holding hands, watching the images of young men, old men, young women, old women, men and women of indeterminate age, all of them white, except for one Asian man in a blue suit. "There," he said, and froze the image. "Her?" she said. "She's the one," he said. "You think she's good-looking?" "I think she's great-looking. She looks kind of horsey to me." "She's the one," he said. He was very firm about it, and she heard the firmness in his voice. He said it again. "She's the one." "Okay," his wife said. "You want her, you got her. She does look like she'd be kind of fun." "That's her house she's coming out of," he said. "Rose Avenue, if I remember right." His wife looked at the list of locations. "Rose Avenue," she said. "Memory like a steel trap," he said. "So tomorrow we put her under surveillance?" "We watch her every minute of her day," he said. "See who she lives with, when she's alone, where she goes, when. Does she drive, ride a bike, jog, fool around?" "The more we know," he said, "the more certain we'll be when we do it." "And the better it will feel," he smiled. "During or after?" he said. "Both."